disgusted and hungry all at the same time.
Agreed, Nova said as she glanced over her shoulder.
I followed suit, but didn't see anyone at all. I'm gonna go with this is where we take a leap of faith and jump into the swirling chili cheese fries gateway of doom? I asked, as I turned my attention back to the portal.
Yes,
she nodded.
That's what worries me. I do not know what's on the other side, Mark.
Well, it's not a leap of faith when you know what the outcome is, I said, and I took her hand. With you at my side, Red, I ain't worried one bit. With that, we leapt through the chili portal.
And the team of Mark Havoc and Nova Quark are the fourth team to clear the kill zone successfully!
The familiar feline voice of Chi Cheshire purred throughout the arena as we materialized on the other side of the portal.
Some people say that Mark Havoc of Earth is an unconventional champion who has survived by a mixture of bravado, coincidence, and sheer luck, and that his ultimate demise is only a matter of time. While that may be true, I have to admit, watching him in action is just plain fun.
I glanced up at the cloud-covered sky, and sure enough, there was Chi Cheshire's feline visage, 30 feet tall, as it hung in the sky. Next to it was a large proportioned movie screen, with an instant replay of me kicking the ogre over the edge of the cliff in a slow-motion loop. Another movie screen-sized image appeared below that one, and I watched a second replay of me kicking a completely different space ogre in the nuts. I smiled a bit as that space ogre puked burnt orange-covered vomit all over the head of one of his compatriots. The smile faded as I couldn't help but be shocked by how disgusting these creatures really were. The space ogres were all huge monstrosities with dull brown skin that desperately needed the help of a dermatologist. Not some strip mall suburb dermatologist either. I mean a top-of-the-line Beverly Hills miracle worker, like that Dr. Pimple Pop on YouTube. The very least, they needed some sort of skincare regimen, although Proactive might not cut it since festering boils and pus-filled pimples lined their faces, which only added to their gruesome visages. The yellow-curled tusks coming from their lower gums didn't help their attractiveness either. No dentist in the universe, much less Beverly Hills, could do anything about those chompers. I shivered in disgust before I returned my attention to the new battle challenges surrounding Nova and me. We were in what appeared to be a hollowed-out inner courtyard the size of 3 football fields. A low-slung stone wall ran in a semicircle from the side of the mountain face to surround the battlefield, which was filled with angry complexion-challenged space ogres. Nova and I had a split second of peace, because the ogres seemed to be focused on the only other champion I saw amidst the chaos, which was probably easy since the dude was at least 2 stories tall. And looked like a bridge troll in some whacked-out Grimm's fairy tale. What the ogres lacked in skincare hygiene, they more than made up for in focus. Because of his size, just about every ogre in the place was laser-focused and were flinging fireballs at him, and not us. Did I forget to mention the fact that space ogres threw fireballs? Because yeah, evidently, space ogres throw fireballs.
I sincerely hope that someone kills that champion before we have to,
Nova said as she gestured toward the troll while the fireballs washed over him in waves that made him giggle. Then he smashed large swaths of unhappy ogres into the ground with his tree trunk-sized club.
You know me, I replied with a small smirk. I'm always up for a challenge, though I'm inclined to keep him around since he's occupying the ogres at the moment and making it easier on us. We could have a picnic while we wait for him to get done playing.
Perhaps?
She gestured at the arena and completely missed my sarcastic tone.
It is quite nice here.
She was right. As I got a better look at the courtyard, except for the blood-stained grass and the awful stench in the air, the arena beyond the gate of inhuman howling was quite scenic. We stood at the base of a particularly tall peak within a range of purple and white mountains. Nearby, a large stream curved around a thicket of trees and snaked its way behind the battlefield.
Only if you've brought tea, I smiled